This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Neil Bradley calls racer games. Murray State with a big game with Florida State coming up. And obviously all eyes on this Murray State team and John Morant. Thanks so much, Neil, for coming on CBS Sports Radio. You're having fun, I'm sure.
Of course, anytime you can watch basketball and don't have to pay to get in, it's a great, great deal. So I love it.
You can't beat that. I mean, how about the beating you put on Marquette? I watched. I couldn't even fathom it. I've watched Murray State play a lot of games this year. I was even in the Caribbean. I was watching him play Austin Peay, and I was just watching this guy, Morant, play. You guys have been on fire. What did you think of the Marquette game?
Really going in, I thought it would come down to the last couple of minutes. I had no idea it would be a blowout as it was, but the Racers played one of their best games of the season, shot it well, didn't turn it over much. Sometimes that has been an issue for Murray State. But since John Morant has gotten healthy, he hurt his ankle in the Belmont game played at Murray State earlier in the season. But since he's gotten healthy down the stretch, he's been really good, seems to be playing at a different level. And defensively, this team has been to a different level as well over the last 3 weeks. And I think last night it was the defense that fed the offense, and that's the reason you had the blowout.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're shooting 53% from the floor and 50% from downtown never hurts.
Yeah, I know. And actually, at halftime, that did concern me. They'd shot so well from three range, had only made five shots from two. I'm thinking the three's not going to hold up, and it didn't. They didn't make many in the second half, but they really attacked inside. John Morant really got it going with an alley-oop here or there, got a couple of buckets himself, even got that really nice pass from Cort, and they were off to it. And you could tell Marquette had no solution. They threw double teams at him. They threw a couple of triple teams. And there was just no solution. Morant was just too crafty. It seemed like last night, and I've seen this a few times, everyone was playing at one speed, and he was able to, like, dial it down video game style and scan the floor, see what was available, and seem to make the right pass virtually every time.
Listen, if Neil Bradley would have the voice of the Racers, I got to tell you, if I got a guard like that to drop 16 dimes – in a game, in a tournament game, I'm not losing. So, like, if that guy's just, you know, making plays like that and seeing the floor and his, you know, ball movement is just sensational. Like, watching him, you know, feed his teammates, to me, it was the most impressive thing because I didn't think it was like he was shooting that great or anything. It was the passing that I liked.
And that's I think, speaks volumes about what he's about. He honestly likes getting an assist more than he likes making a shot. He was happier with his 16 assists than any scoring that he did, and he's always that way. You'll have him on for a post-game chat from time to time. First thing he looks at is his turnovers, and he realizes at times that's a little bit high. Always likes to at least have the ratio above 2-1, but he loves passing, getting the teammates involved, and I think that's why his teammates play so hard for him. And despite all the publicity that he gets perhaps above them, because he shares the basketball so well, he always gives credit to them in interviews. You get a team that really plays hard around him and behind him.
Did you see this all last year as well, this guy's game being at this level, like NBA ready, lottery pick ready?
I had no idea. I really didn't. Our former assistant, James Kane, whenever he recruited Cam, said that, or excuse me, when he had recruited campaign as well, but when he recruited Ja, he said, you know, the kid's going to be a pro. And I'll admit, last year I didn't see it. The Racers had Jonathan Stark, terrific outside shooter, Terrell Miller inside, and Ja didn't really have to make the fancy plays or be very crafty. He just got it to Jonathan for his threes, got it to Terrell Miller inside, or he would come out and occasionally he'll knock down a three. And I just didn't see that. He does what he has to do, and I think that's one of the reasons the Racers were able to get him. When he was on an AAU team, he was with Zion Williamson, and all he had to do was get him the ball. Nothing fancy, just find Zion, he'll put it in, I'll get an assist. And that kind of, I think, kept him hidden from the talent that he really had.
So what is this guy like meant to? Have you ever seen anything like this there before?
Not at all. And this is the best perspective I can make. I mean, we're in the OVC. Come on, it's the Ohio Valley Conference. We draw pretty well, but most of the schools, Tennessee Tech, for example, they'll get about 2,000 fans there. We played there this season. They had over 5,000. And at the end of the game, the game's over, there was 50 to 75 Tennessee Tech fans, not Murray State fans, Tennessee Tech fans, lining up at midcourt to have a photo made with Ja Morant. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, we've had great players. We've had great teams before, but nothing has created the sensation like Morant has nationwide. And I have to admit, I'm completely stunned by it, but it seems to have carried over into Connecticut. We've met kids from Delaware, from Connecticut, from all around the Northeast here. They're Morant fans. And I guess by default, Murray State fans, at least for the tournament. But it's mind-blowing. It's like something I've never seen in my life.
So nobody has had a triple-double since, I guess, Green back in 2012. He comes out and has the triple-double, the 17, 11 boards. Nice job on the glass and the 16 dimes. He gets everybody else involved. You get a bunch of guys. You get three other guys in double figures, and you win the game. I would say that's the platform for playing Florida State as well. Get this guy to move the rock and get four guys in double figures. You'll be in the game.
Yeah, it is. You know, Florida State, they're really long. They're deep, just a ton of size. In the OVC, we don't go against 7'4 and 6'10 very often, but they're going to have their work cut out for them. You know, they don't have that one guy that you have to shut down, so that part is good. But throwing 10 or 11 guys that play 10, 11 minutes or more per game is it's going to be difficult. But I do think the media timeouts will help. And again, Ja's in a groove. He has his team, and he believes the Razors aren't losing for a long time. And to me, that's part of it, just to have that confidence going in. And Florida State looked pretty good against Vermont, but they did show areas that I think the Racers will be able to exploit with Morant. I think you'll see the Racers probably move it, you know, side to side a lot, try to break them down defensively and lead to some easy baskets. And if they're making the threes, to me, this is the key for the Racers, and that's going to be Tevin Brown. When he makes shots, four or five threes a game, the Racers generally win. If he's on, I think they can pull off the upset.
Neil Bradley, the great voice of the Murray State Racers, with us on the bench. Let me ask you, who do you think's a better team? Like Belmont that you play in your conference or the Marquette team that you just beat upside the head?
I'll be honest. I doubt we saw maybe Marquette at the best they've been this season. If you take a look at their record down the stretch, they didn't really finish well. At least as of right now, I think Marquette is better. But in terms of the total body of work, I would like to have seen Marquette maybe play one of their better games. But the thing that Belmont's able to do, you were able to perhaps see them or at least see their highlights. They can go inside out. They have a tremendous player in Dylan Windler that we had trouble stopping the first time that we played. I think held him to 17 last time. That tells you how good he is when you're holding somebody to 17 points. But right now I would give the edge to Belmont. I think if they played neutral court, Belmont would win the game.
Yeah, and Belmont can play anybody. How different do you think Florida State is as opposed to these teams like Marquette, like Belmont, like the best teams in your conference? Now you're going to another mountain altogether to go skiing. You're going with Florida State. They're on a different mountain.
Yeah, there is no doubt about that. I mean, it's not just the size and length. I mean, they have six, seven guys that are 240, 260. We don't have anything like that unless you want to go to our football team. And we don't have many guys like that probably even on our football team. But it's the depth. You know, they're in the OVC, there are a couple guys here or there that are big dudes. But there's nothing like the amount of size that especially they can bring off the bench. I mean, where they're bringing in Kevin Gelly at 6'10", and I know he probably would start, but they like bringing him off the bench. We have no answer really for that. And then the 7'4 dude inside, I think he will really negate what the Racers like to do with Darnell Cord. That's why I believe the outside shooting is really going to be a huge key. If the Racers don't make the shots, it'll be tough to win. They'll have to do it with their defense.
Well, I'll tell you what, tomorrow evening, 6:10 Eastern in Hartford, it's Murray State, the 12 against the 4, Florida State. Should be a great game. The Noles are favored by a short 4.5. We'll see if Ja Morant and the Racers can hang with the Seminoles. Great stuff, Neil. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Thanks for coming on the bench. We appreciate you talking Murray State with us.
I appreciate it, and a pleasure being on your show. Thank you, Scott.
All right, good luck. It should be a great game. Murray State and Florida State tomorrow. Neil Bradley, the voice of the Murray State Razors.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.